what you'll see here in this illustration is really poor use of screen design. So as a clinician, the values that I want to see, the data that is important to me, is in over towards the right-hand side of that display. All the rest of that stuff to me as a clinician is relatively unimportant. I want to see the blood values. But what this is doing is that it has allocated a lot of screen space to stuff that is not really important to the user base. So another example that you'll see in HIT are lists that can't be easily sorted and screens that are hard to read or annotate, and then also screens that have a lack of appropriate safeguards to prevent you from doing the wrong thing in the first place or entering incorrect data. Now, if you do enter the wrong data, there has to be an easy way to correct it. So have you ever experienced one of those input screens where you enter like a whole page of data and then you make an error and you go back to fix it and all the data disappears and you have to start over again? Or how about a process that doesn't allow you to go back or exit until you finish the entire thing? That is a way to drive your users insane. A hard-to-read screen is an issue as well. An 8-point font begs for an error, as does a list that looks like this. The first 15, 20 characters all look the same. Now, how easy on that particular list is it going to be to pick the wrong thing? So a lack of safeguards, as I mentioned earlier, such as a system that allows a user to make an obvious mistake, like an automatic change of a value from kilograms to pounds without notification, or a slot that allows a user to enter an out-of-range value, such as a temperature of 150 degrees, is another example of design that facilitates error. So systems that are not intuitive are also problematic, although it should never be assumed that a total novice could come in and learn to use an HIT system without training. Again, I bring you back to the bicycle example. Most of us had a lot of skinned knees and banged up elbows before we learned to ride a two-wheeler. You would never expect any system to be intuitive enough that anybody could come in without training and know how to use it. But basically, once a system basics are learned, a well-designed HIT system will be intuitive enough for a user to begin to explore and to figure out many things on their own.